The sacrament that we're about to celebrate is one of the great graces of the Catholic Church. And unfortunately, so many people think of it in terms of pre-Vatican II. We used to call it the last rites. So you waited until somebody was drawing their last breath before you called the priest and he would come running over there. But we don't refer to it as the last rites. We don't refer to it as extreme unction. We call it the anointing of the sick. And it can be received multiple times. And we don't wait until the last moment that we call or use our last breath, because it's for our healing of body, mind, and spirit. It's not saying goodbye on the way out, so to speak. And so it's a very important sacrament for us to celebrate. And so we have a much more forward understanding of that, because there's a lot of times in our life that we need that kind of healing and that kind of strength. And so we try to do it on a regular basis. COVID kind of slowed us down with that, but we want to do that again this evening. We've come together to celebrate the sacraments of the anointing and Eucharist. Christ is always present when we gather in his name, and tonight we welcome him especially as the physician and the healer. We pray that sick may be restored to health by the gift of his mercy and made whole in his fullness. And so we offer this litany. I ask you to respond, Lord, hear our prayer to each of these invocations. Loving God, we ask you to bless these people who will be anointed and fill them with new hope and strength. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Relieve their pain. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Free them from sin and do not let them give way to temptation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Sustain all the sick with your power. We pray to the Lord. Assist all those who dedicate their care to the sick. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And give life and health to our brothers and sisters on whom we lay our hands in your name. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
At this point in time, I'd like to ask all who would like to be anointed to please stand in your place. Stand in your place. And those of you who are close to them, please place your hands on them. Just place your hands on them a minute. Can put your hands down. God of all consolation, you chose and sent your Son to heal the world. Graciously listen to our prayer of faith. Send the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, the Consoler, into this precious oil. Praise to you, your Son, to live among us and bring us salvation. You humbled yourself to share in our humanity, and you heal our infirmities. Your unfailing power gives us strength in our bodily weakness. Almighty God, come to our aid and sanctify this oil which has been set apart for the healing of your people. May the prayer of faith and the anointing of the oil free them from every affliction. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And then just a reminder that you're anointed twice. So first is on the forehead and you say amen. And then the second time when I do your palms, it's also amen. And then you could be seated as soon as I've done that.
As the sick are anointed, please join in singing All Is Well With My Soul on page 4 of your worship aid. All is well with my soul.
Holy Spirit, free you from sin and save you. May the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord who frees you from sin and save you and raise you up. Through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord who frees you from sin and save you and raise you up.
When
through this holy anointing, may the Lord
like
in his
My soul.
this holy and mighty, may the Lord in his love and mercy have you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord, who frees you from sin, save you and
God.
Loving God, by the grace of your Holy Spirit, cure the weakness of your servants. Heal their sickness and forgive their sins. Expel all afflictions of mind and body. Mercifully restore them to health and enable them to resume their former duties. For you are Lord forever and ever.